Bonjour,
good morning, Andrea. Good
morning,
Mazo. Bokartov, il faut dire, c'est hébreu, j'ai appris ça la dernière fois.
Bonjour, and we go immediately for the date.
No, this is of the Kaf 52. Today is November 13, 2015. And
Friday the 13th.
Yes,
woo-hoo.
Let's go. Wazo, what happened?
It's happened many things today. I am in a mood that I would like to express many things. I know that I have to speak more slowly, with a tune that is not aggressive, with a kind of samatha positive, equanimity inside. I hope to keep my tapas, my energy, that will be able to transform myself in order to be a good Ruvilian. And from this interiority progress inside me, I hope that the collective will manage a kind of consciousness that we call actually intelligence, collective intelligence, that will be able to provide big change that, as usual, will make a future in a beautiful life and all will be fantastic. But before that, we need to go in some process of discovery, some layer of inconscience, consciousness. And today we are in this process. It's incredible. We are Friday.
Okay. And how about you, Andrea?
I'm fine. We had a very beautiful rain the last few days. We had almost quite windy days on Monday. It was almost a cyclone, and some trees were falling here and there in Morroville, but we had a lot of rain, and today's raining again. I'm happy, and we understand
it's going to rain more from the 15th onwards.
So it seems a good monsoon, and that for me, it's make me happy, and everything is fine.
And for me, we're beginning also a 1-month-long fundraising drive for the radio, which means a lot of focus, a lot of energy. First of all, identifying donors, understanding exactly what are the projects we want to do on the short term, on the medium term, on the long term, looking at all the needs that we have, trying to put all of that together in a format that makes sense with whoever that can that helps us. So that's preoccupying most of my mind.
Thank to Miguel that has joined very recently. He has some expertise in finance and maybe will help us into making something more appropriate for the fundraising campaign. And I want to also welcome one new volunteer. His name is Cameron and he's doing pictures. So we will see very soon some picture of him in the Facebook page and as well in our...
So I confirm that the mind of Madame Renou is completely stuck with Auroville Radio stuff. That is difficult even for me to have a petit moment like that of mind of Madame Renou.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, that's not true, because we are working together with Wazo, as we mentioned to you in our last thing. We're doing an investigative report precisely on finances, services, and collective intelligence. And we went last week or the week before to speak with Slava. Then we happened, the RAS, Inga, and other people were also interested. So they happened to be there, and we recorded a little bit of that conversation. And then today we went further in our analysis, and we wrote to Lyle to get more information.
Lyle works in financial services
and created many of all the charts from which we are today able to read the balance sheets of Auroville's budgets and all the various services. Exactly.
Last page.
So we want to go further in more detail, because we want to really, our goal is to see how we can fundraise for the services so that Auroville, we want Auroville to be a service providing place, not just each person working for their own. We want the services to work properly. We want to be able to fund the services. We want to have transparency about that, and we're looking at how is the best way to go about that. And so today we met with Ursula and we got more information.
We didn't have the time to put any bite in this new off the cuff, the actual off the cuffs, but we will have some news from directly from you. So
yeah, because it will come. We will try to take some extract of this 45-minute interview with Ursula. Interesting, we learn
also
many...
She's also working in the financial
service. No,
she's working essentially for the BCC and for the city service budget. Okay? So, like you said...
No, well, we're not, because we're going to make a program about it to explain to our things, so we're not going to go and tell all our listeners
now. The title of this investigation is How to Finance the Free, Who Has a Cost. Okay? This is the global title of this. So, we will make special for that. But anyway, today... because we have the opportunity to speak about finance, donations, fundraising. So, as said Madame Renou, is to have a new way to make fundraising, because, for example, you, Auroville Radio, all time you ask for donate. But suppose my service, all the service, we have 129 service, plus other, we do all the same each week. Each week we said, everybody everywhere, mail to all the Auroville International, we want money, we want money. So in the end, the donors, they got a lot of mail from all kind of service asking money. So they create a kind of chaos, they need to have priorities. So all this kind of stuff, maybe we will be able soon to have a kind of municipal official fundraising stuff with more, we will be able from the regular budget that we need to find the priorities between us.
Amongst the services?
There is, from the services, to, from the priority to see, okay, there is some emergency that we need during 2 years to give more amount. After 2 years is finished, because the emergency, by definition, stop after. Mm-hmm. Okay, this kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's good to have a sort of, let's say, collaboration between the services in order to fundraise properly for on the long-term vision, not just on a survival.
Yeah, because the vision is simple. Huh?
And it's interesting to note that some things are good centralized to create less chaos, and some things are not so good centralized. And it's important to recognize what information should be centralized so that one has more impact in the outside world and clarity in our purpose. And for some things, because, you have to allow the individual thing to develop as it does.
But maybe I'm naive, but the
yes,
approach...
Yes, you are.
I hope so.
like the
approach of fundraising for me will be simple. We have a land that belongs to nobody, okay? So the asset that we have, our service, belongs to nobody. Dinos belongs to me. So I got money from nobody, in fact. And I got money from all donors, right? So for me, I find normal that... Because there is this chain of donations, donation of land, donation of the asset of your service, donation in terms of budget, is the minimum to be completely transparent and to explain and to see and to show where this money go. And if we have a service, because we have a raison d'être of the service, like the radio, you have a raison d'être. So the more important for us is to give a report of activity. Because if us, the service, we are able to say, look, we got money from the public, so we have a duty to be respectful with this money, to explain where we go to explain, because we don't generate income. Some services generate income, but in this way. So we have to follow all this chain, and for that, we need to be more precise and more paca with our way to manage. It will create harmony between the accountability between services. So it's a big work.
Okay. Good. So let's move forward with this process of creating this kind of new energy to put together different services and a new body
I want it more fun, you must know, because Madame Renou, me or this, we are not specialists of mathematics, we are not Nobel Prize.
Yeah, that is the problem of us.
We are not specialists for economy, of finance, of nothing.
In fact, Auroville is lacking very much in this kind of field of knowledge in regarding the fundraising. It's quite ridiculous to see the effort that then people like us, that you have no skills in fundraising, to...
Maybe it's better,
yes, but there is some sort of science behind any kind of thing that you do in your life, like making a recording in a sort of microphone that maybe you get a wrong one and then you spend money to get another one to make it good. So same for the fundraising, you need to have some sort of knowledge to make your work more appropriate and approach the proper funding body, because now actually Auroville doesn't have any funding body except for Teaching Desire and Fund for World Education. They're giving here and there money regularly, but are peanuts compared to the funds probably that we will require as a different services when we'll come together and see what we need. So in this case, we need people that have knowledge in going to ask money to corporates or other kind of NGOs that can be happy to join the Auroville effort to make this kind of new humanity, new kind of society that you are struggling to do here. And but again, we do not have people that are able to connect us with these realities, because we need to speak this kind of language to them, and we don't know that language. So actually, I think what we are missing in this point of time, and what I've seen it in Auroville in the last 10 years in the fundraising, everything was done as like we did in the radio, and like we do, is improvised, is not done professionally. And then the result is, yes, you survive, but you don't grow in an appropriate way.
That is my point of view.
By the way, speaking of fundraising, I don't know how in I have here the annual civil service yearly financial report, no? Mm. And when you see how the budget, the total budget, no? More or less we have 1,250 lakh we got, no?
But 1,230 lakh
is the annual budget of city service.
1,230 lakh is a big amount.
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah,
we say more or less is that. And that this money go to 129 service. And there is 18 categories, school and stuff like that. But the more important in terms of fundraising, if I look at this, you look the income. We bring the income in our budget. And you learn that, for example, for 2013, March 14, 30% come from the commercial unit, 31 from the service because of the financial services.
Interest in the bank is the only
the
one.
The more incredible is
money.
That you have the individual, 15%, they give more the individual than the guest house and the guest, that they give only 11%. But the more incredible is the famous 7%. 7% of the income to Auroville come from the external. External means the fundraising, mainly come from the government. Mm-hmm. So it will be interesting to see the amount that the government gives to Auroville and the amount from donations. So I don't know if
it's there.
There, 7%. Mm. Okay. So practically for the moment, alors, I don't know if
that is a good news for some sort of reason. In fact, let's say we are quite independent in surviving. But again, it's also
it shows that normally we only 7% from
more
external money income come in Auroville in our budget.
Yeah.
All is done by ourselves, by the guest house, by individuals that they are more important than the guest house. This is interesting to see. No? So, this 7% external, what I need next time in our investigations is when you got money, where this money is figured out. It figure out in the city service budget or it figure out in the central fund? Or
I think we do have half and half and half. We have partial that comes from abroad that it's going into the, what the name?
Unity Fund.
Unity Fund, and the money that comes from India, they go into city, our account in Portus account. So that I'm not very, I mean.
So that's why we need to do now some investigations.
Yes, we do some investigation, but we are left only 2 minutes and a half, and we are just discussing about ourselves, and nothing is happening from Auroville. And
I wanted to say, went to
come
see.
Come on, speak about 129 service.
We speak me and you. Where are the other 126 that we are not really clear?
Okay.
Madame
Renaud? Well, I went to see the second part of the movie about Piero, his involvement in the Matramandir, and it was really nice. It was really interesting. It was nice because, like I told Piero, I realized like so much of his dedication to a vision and the spirit of his work was really a part of my life, I realized. In fact, he was planning all of these things, but I was living them. For example, all the details, whether it was the pipes, the matrimonial clamps, the silver oak that was got, all of this is part of my entire life, I realized. Like all these are part of why I'm proud of Auroville, or why I am ethically sort of, is actually because we were all involved in building Matramandir, no matter what age we were. And it was all obvious because it was work in action about the precision, the dedication, the innovation that went into all of those things. And those are all the things that represent Auroville to me. So
I think you are very right. And at the meantime, I think most of people like you have done this kind of process, and we are very rich in this kind of be part of Auroville somehow. I have done this kind of things for the radio. I feel very proud somehow to donate this kind of time and energy to give this element to Auroville. And I think there are a lot of people like Wazoo also that struggle to provide a better service. I think it's a common.
Definitely. But the building of the Matramandir and the whole thing of that, that was a very special thing. And it was part of the whole thing of everybody also just coming together. Some people were regular and part of the whole team thing. But it was just being engaged. And because Auroville is more complex and because people are now engaged in their own private field, when and loses a little bit that sense
of common,
of commonness that the Matrimandir gave us as a working. And
sure.
In fact, to me, and it was interesting because Piero said, oh, like now I don't go so much to the chamber because I have a very technical approach to the whole, the light should be like this, and the heliostat's not. Mm-mm. So he has that. And I also have that relationship with the Matrimandir where for me, it was a place of work. It was a place of coming together. So I also have a hard time with just going there. I mean, of course, I find the chamber fascinating and beautiful, but my relationship with that place was more of an activity, and I have a hard time relating to its new finished form.
Yeah, I would close this issue of Off the Cuff saying that maybe this kind of feeling that you are sharing with us is the feeling that people that are joining Auroville right now, there's the same kind of expectation. They want to participate to build our society in a different way. We should try to keep this kind of common energy that you are described into that kind of emotional and powerful way, because probably the people that are coming, they have the same kind of expectation. Let's do the Auroville, or Matrimandir is done, we are missing or still a lot of things to do.
Well, that's the thing. I think it was in a way when people are all concentrated on a physical construction or in a building. Okay, there's a team leader because it's clear that he understands and has an overseeing, and you know, it's easy to organize. Here we're trying to build a society, and it's for each person coming in to say, hey, we don't have firemen, let's set up a fire thing. Hey, we need more help for the older people.
Yeah, it's a little bit more complicated because it's an intangible element.
Exactly, like, that are what are so badly needed in our society. Yeah. And it's hard for people that are coming in that are just trying to struggle with a place to live, understand all the organization, the contributions, the thing, and all. They don't understand the history of all of the thing, they only see things as they are, and so they have a harder time to just plug in and say, hey, no, this is what we need, let's go ahead and do it.
Let's try to make them easier the life as a newcomer, and maybe we'll provide more time in to do something constructive.
And let's also remind them that everything that was done with a lot of struggle and a lot of individual effort, and everything that you see here took all of that effort, so it's nothing to take for granted. Everything has been created, and everything still needs to be created.
And Auroville belong to the humanity.
Yeah.
That's it. So we want to close with our announcement for the fundraising that theoretically starts today from the 13th of November. We didn't yet prepare all the documentation, so probably will be a little late. But anyhow, we will start very soon to send a newsletter and a request and invitation and reports to our guests, to our donors
listener.
And listeners and everyone. Our account number is 251369 at the financial service or auroville.org/donate. Thank you, merci, à la prochaine.
Bye.
Ciao.
Bye bye.
Salut, ciao, bye. À bientôt, hein. Ciao, bye.
Ça suffit, oiseau.